Damian, thanks for joining us for the Monday Business Watch. Last week, it was announced that many counties in New Mexico were now at the turquoise level. This is the least restrictive color for COVID-19 public health restrictions. Every county in our listening area here in southwest New Mexico is now in the turquoise color. What does this mean for our area?
Well, that's right, Anthony. Doñana County and all of the others in our listening area joined the 30 other New Mexico counties at the turquoise level, which, of course, is a first for us. Of course, at the same time, the Department of Health amended the state's red to yellow to green to turquoise framework. It was something that really had to be done as more and more people get vaccinated and fewer people are getting tested as a result. So for us, it means a whole lot of things. Of course, for food and drink establishments, which we talk about all the time on this segment, it means that they can operate at 75% maximum capacity for indoor dining and outdoor dining. Close contact businesses can do the same indoors. Large entertainment venues that are indoor can operate at 33%. And mass gatherings jump all the way up to a 150-person limit. So it really is big news and much less restrictive. We went back and talked to Alex Macias, who's the owner of Red Retrocade downtown. We talked previously. He said they had no plans to open until Doñana County hit turquoise. Well, now that that's happened, he said that he hopes to have the establishment, very popular, opened up by the end of this month, if all goes well.
Okay, I'm sure a lot of people are excited about that in our area, Damian. I want to move on and talk about some news of a new clothing brand launching in the area. What can you tell us?
The Las Cruces-based clothing brand Always Red E has introduced a new line of apparel that came out about 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago maybe, featuring all kinds of custom designs that are unique to Las Cruces in New Mexico, and they've expanded their location in early April. You can find their merchandise available at a kiosk in the Mesilla Valley Mall. This company was founded by a couple of brothers here in Las Cruces, the V. Hill brothers. Born and raised locals, they create all their own designs. They produce the apparel locally. Both of them are MSU grads. Cameron has got a bachelor's in fine arts, and Justin has a bachelor's in criminal justice. So really kind of a cool new brand, and it's good to see them expanding.
Okay, Damian, we're moving on to news of a local call center getting over $800,000 in state funding for job training. What can you share about this story?
This is a recently opened Las Cruces call center. They opened kind of right around the time the pandemic set in. They had initially gotten some of the JTIP, the job training incentive program funding from the state economic development department, but they were unable to use it because the pandemic kind of blew everything out of the water. So this is Iowa-based Marlow Companies, Inc., or MCI. Locally, they operate as Mass Markets New Mexico. And they have moved into the site previously occupied by Imperion Marketing, which closed in May of 2020 and had to lay off about 128 workers. So this company is hoping to be able to use some of that funding to bring on new hires as we start to kind of pull out of the restrictions brought on by the pandemic. They were able to get about $883,000, which should be able to help onboard 360 trainees, and they pay an average wage of $1,401 per hour. And anyone out there looking for a job, they're hiring. So we talked to the CEO of the company, and he said they'd love to bring on more Las Cruces.
Okay, Damian, thanks for the update this week. We'll talk with you next week on the Monday Business Watch.